So Andrew, with that, that leads us to item number 10, elk hunting seasons.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, and also thank you for bearing with me and Director Kirchman as we try to navigate that process with deer. We will have something updated for tomorrow. Agenda item 10A is the application for licenses for elk. The next three agenda items will be for rule changes that were proposed for the elk season, and then following that will be license numbers for Black Hills Elk, Custer State Park Elk, and Prairie Elk. And the first three are just administrative rule changes, first of which is the application for license. No changes from the proposal, no public comments in regards to this. We initiated landowner-owned land elk licenses from a statutory change over 2 years ago, so the season has been in existence the last two seasons, and we've been adding units to this. As mentioned earlier in discussion with some of the landowners with the Unit 4 discussion and the petition, staff have met with landowners in these new units, and the desire would be to expand landowner-owned land antlerless elk hunting opportunity for residents only, all prairie units. So that would add prairie units 15A, 49A, and then the upcoming proposed unit for the East River area. So all of the prairie would be open. This is antlerless hunting only on that landowner's land, and it's for residents only. An update on what the magnitude of that harvest is. It's less than the total antlerless harvest for the regular prairie season. Believe 36 animals in 2024 and 69 animals in 2025. We recommended changes from the proposal, and with that can take any questions, but would have a recommendation from the department to move forward and approve this as is.
Very good. Any questions from the commission? Seeing none. Andrew, just a quick question. On these three rule changes, do we need to take those separately, or can we take them in one vote?
Madam Chair, separately, because the next rule change actually does have a recommendation from the proposal.
Very good. All right. With that, we are on item 10A. We do need a motion to move forward. Moved by Commissioner Bartley. Seconded by Commissioner Teal. Any comments on that motion? Seeing none, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So it is adopted and moves forward. We can move on.
All right, item 10B, this is the special Custer State Park antlerless elk hunting season, chapter 310647. This season last occurred in 2018, so it's been closed for quite some time. Unit boundaries were a subset of Custer State Park. The proposal was to open this season back up for the entire Custer State Park, and that season would run similar dates to the adjacent Unit 4 before the petition that was approved today. And those dates would have been second half of October and the first 2 weeks in December. So the rule change would repeal some of the old structure of the smaller unit, and it would be all of Custer State Park that specified the season dates. The recommended change from the proposal was to create a split season in Custer State Park. The reason being is that with the aerial survey last year, the population was over objective, so that's why this season would be implemented, and the number of licenses that would be needed to start reducing this population would be 50. I'll share that as administrative action in a few more agenda items. And with that anticipation of 50 licenses, the desire would be to split those hunters up so we don't have all 50 hunters entering Custer State Park October 15th. We could have 25, for example, second half of October, and then another 25 would start at the beginning of December. So that would be the one specific change, instead of just one unit with that combined season, to have a split season of 2 weeks in October and then another season 2 weeks in December. There was one public comment, I believe, that was received in relation to this, was to use regular Custer State Park preference points be applied to this season. That would be challenging because there's already, I believe, a few hundred individuals that hold preference for this season already from from when it was opened back in 2018, so the desire would be to keep this as a separate season with Princeton's points treated separately. With that, can take any questions, but there'd be just that one change recommended from the proposal. I believe that would take action to amend the proposal, and then the recommendation would be to approve if the commission agrees the amended proposal and finalize that rule change.
Very good. Thank you, Andrew. Any questions from the commission? Commissioner Teal.
Thanks, Andrew. Not really a question, just more of a comment. I think it's a good move. I know we visited about this last month, but splitting those hunters up, because we did hear a little bit of concern last year, actually during the bull season, and I know that a few of us were concerned about adding all those tags at once, so I think this is the right move to spread them out and keep the quality of hunt up as well. So thank you.
Additional comments from the commission? Seeing none, we do need to amend the proposal, so we'll need a motion to accept the changes from the proposal, and we'll need to approve that amendment.
Moved to amend
by Commissioner Bartley. Seconded by Commissioner Spring. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of amending the proposal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? So now we have the amended proposal before us, which now we can move forward with. Any comments or questions? If we have none, we do need a motion and a second.
Move to approve
by Commissioner Teal. Seconded by Commissioner Call. Comments and or questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is approved.
All right, thank you. Agenda item 10C is the last rule change to the elk season before getting into the administrative action license numbers. No changes from the proposal for the prairie elk hunting season. Two changes that were proposed are to standardize season dates across the entire prairie. A reminder, Andy Lynn Bloom presented elk information last month, and prairie, the exception of Harding County, managed very differently than the Black Hills. This is managed more towards providing landowners opportunity to manage elk on their property, because on the prairie there's a lot more potential for elk to come into conflict with agricultural depredation. So providing expanded opportunities September 1 to December 31st, this would be for all counties in units on the prairie within the prairie elk hunting season, which now would include the entire state outside the Black Hills with the addition of the East River area. Specific date changes, which would add additional dates, would be in Unit 11B, that's Bennett and Jackson County. 35A, 35B is Harding County, 49A, Meade County. And then the new unit, that's the next change in this prairie season, is East River area. So the specific change to East River area would be entire area east of the Missouri River, excluding Crow Creek Reservation. And there would be an allowance of an unlimited number of any elk licenses for the East River area. Different than the other prairie units, East River, there's no desire to have any established elk populations, but elk do occasionally wander out onto the prairie there east of the Missouri River, and this would provide hunters an opportunity to obtain that license. In addition, landowners would have an opportunity to purchase those landowner-owned land licenses. And again, no changes from the proposal, no specific comments, I don't believe, related to the prairie elk hunting season, and can take any questions on that. The recommendation would be to move forward as is with the proposal and analyzed. You see in front of you today.
Any questions? Any questions from the commission? Commissioner Teal?
I apologize if I missed it, Andrew, but in that new East River unit, is that tag, that license fee, going to be the same as the West, or like the prairie units on the West River?
The chair?
Yes, please.
Yes, that license fee would be the same for regular license for the East River area. That would be the NELC license. Okay. Off the top of my head, I don't know if I have it. if it was.
That's okay, thank you. That's perfect.
Additional questions from the commission? Seeing none, we do need to move forward with a motion and a second on item 10C. Move to approve by Commissioner Bartley.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Nyberg. Comments, questions on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? So it is adopted.
All right, thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioners. The last two items in regards to elk are hunting season license. The first one is going to just be the recommendation for the Black Hills and Custer State Park. And these were shared as a recommendation last month as an informational item, and this month would be up for adoption as administrative action. So where the tables you see in front of you right now are just for the Black Hills season, and then next we can move into Custer State Park in general. What has been the change, in fact, we heard it at the public hearing today, is a reduction in antlerless licenses in the Black Hills units. The reason for that is last year after the aerial survey, we were approaching that upper limit of the population objective of 8,000, as Andy presented. We accomplished our mission of not going over that 8,000 by increasing the antlerless licenses. We believe we stabilized the population and potentially reduced it a little bit to around, I believe, 7,800 elk. Now the recommendation would be to back off on those antlerless licenses so that population can stay stable through the next 2 years, and then at that time could determine where we are at relative to the population objective. For full licenses, the any elk licenses, the recommendation would be to increase those in the Black Hills, the reason being that there's been, if you will, opportunity left on the table with infrastructure objectives being exceeded every year and success objectives being exceeded every year. So a highly sought after license, weight of anywhere from 15 to over 40 years in some units, and this additional opportunity would be welcome for a lot of hunters that are eagerly waiting to draw that elk tag. So the unit specific changes here are in front of you. There were a few slight changes from the recommended number last month, specifically unit H1A, that now is listed at 80, before it was 100. H2A is at 400, that previously was 425. H3A is 120, that went up from 100. And the rest, I believe, did not change from what was shared last month, and then there's subsequent changes in the archery because they're a percentage, 25% right now, of the firearm. With that, you can see an increase in a decrease in H2A down to 130 from 160. And then in H3A, that was an increase from 30 up to 40 based on what was shared last. These all, most of the units increased from last year, as you can see from the left column to the right column. And the next page moves into the Custer State Park licenses. Similar story there. In fact, Custer State Park has a much older age structure. We often see 100% success on those licenses. Commissioner Teal mentioned the increase in elk hunters. Not quite 50 for the any elk hunting, so it would be an increase from 10 to 15 for the archery elk, any elk licenses, and an increase from 25 to 35 for the firearm any elk licenses. And this is one of the most sought after licenses, with, on average, I believe, well over a 4-year wait for one of these seasons. New season, the CSP Special Antlerless Elk season, as you can see there, those units are split with 25 licenses in each postseason. And those are the licenses numbers for Black Hills and Custer State Park, and Prairie will be the next item. So we could either take questions on this, Madam Chair, or we can move right into Prairie if you want to take action on both of them at the same time.
Any questions from the commission on this particular item? Item 10D, as in dog. Seeing none, let's go ahead and move right into the Prairie, and we'll take action on both at the same time.
Okay, great. So the Prairie, a little bit easier narrative here, just an increase in licenses. We're seeing reasonable success. Staff have been doing a great job gaining access to private land, and that's usually what drives success on the prairie, in gaining hunting access in those areas where the elk are. Increase from 136 any elk licenses to 160, and an increase from 280 antlerless elk licenses to 320, and hopefully this provides more opportunity. In addition to that landowner-owned land opportunity, we hope that landowners are open to inviting some of these successful license holders onto their properties to help with some of the elk and provide a great recreation opportunity. And again, no changes on this one from the proposal, and that would be all the elk license recommendations that would be up for finalization here today.
Very good. Any questions from the commission in terms of the prairie elk license? Seeing none, at this stage, we are going to need a motion and a second, and we are going to move forward on both items 10D and E in one vote. Move to approve both by Commissioner Bartling, seconded by Commissioner Cole. Any questions or comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? So it does move forward. Thank you, Andrew. And then with that,